The Education Achievement Authority has a permanent leader. Some 6 months after being appointed interim chancellor, Veronica Conforme was named chancellor. What has she seen in these first months, and what are her goals now that she is permanent chancellor? Veronica Conforme, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. Really happy to be here. Really happy to talk with you and your listeners about what's happening in education.
Veronica, you succeeded John Covington. We've spoken to him on this program, and he stepped down with about a year left on his contract. There were some questions about his leadership and the credit card spending, and more so the direction of the EAA. What did you find when you got here that you wanted to correct immediately?
What I've been focused on in the first few months as interim chancellor has been two main goals. One has been around enhancing our student experience, ensuring that they have classrooms and rooms that are safe and nurturing and focused on improving academic achievement. And the second goal has been really doing an organizational review of our internal operations and how EAA is working, what are the things that are working, what are the things that are not working. And I've been doing a lot of listening, lots of community events, staff forums at each of our schools, and really just conducting a top-to-bottom review and assessing what operations need to improve. So, and moved on some things already, like improving our financial controls, implementing conflict of interest rules, so that we can hold our employees to the highest standard of performance.
Why did you feel that conflict of interest policy was needed?
There was a policy in place, but standard practice and good practice in at least organizations that I've worked in is that employees would sign off on the conflict of interest form and that there would be an operational mechanism to operationalize that. And what I mean by that is that there will be a phone number, a website where people can report any perceived or any issues that they see both in schools and in our office.
When you came here from New York, what did you have as your view of the mission of Michigan's EAA?
I think the mission is really clear. We have to find the best talent, support them, create the opportunity for them to be successful with our most struggling students.
Veronica, what were some of the issues that you were perhaps not expecting in terms of fitting your vision and then taking that and the day-to-day reality of running these 15 schools?
You know, I think it's probably not that I wasn't expecting it, but I am relentlessly focused on students' success and the successful outcome of students. And I think that we do that in, we are on our path to doing that. But I think the work there is more to come in this work. We are nowhere near where we need to be. And the challenge is really how do you accelerate the learning?
How important are those spring tests in your mind?
Well, there are changes in the tests, but spring tests are one measure of how we're doing, an important measure, but one measure of whether we're moving students. And I think they are important. I think there are other measures, and we should be talking about other measures like the quality of work and evidence produced by students. And there's a variety of mechanisms to evaluate that performance.
Speaking of getting students ready for college, this is before you came, but we had heard from graduating seniors last spring who just couldn't even get their transcripts in order to submit them to colleges. What's been done to change that and to just sharpen things up administratively and to support these kids?
Yep. So I did hear that. I heard that actually on my first day as interim, and it is unacceptable. You know, we need to position our students to be successful in college, and that is just the basic level. So we have looked at our transcript system and our student records and have focused a lot of time over the last couple of months cleaning a lot of that data up so the students who are seniors currently are able to get transcripts, and all of our student records are up to par. We're not quite done with that, but it is in a much better state.
We're speaking with the newly appointed chancellor of the Education Achievement Authority, Veronica Conforme. She was interim for a few months, and now she has the gig as a permanent chancellor. I know that you came in aware that there were a lot of criticisms of the EAA, with critics saying scores weren't what were promised. They point to 24% of the students who left in the second year, that buzz system, the education software, was riddled with glitches. You've got state legislators have put a hold on expanding the EAA to more schools. And then Eastern Michigan University has been taking a lot of heat from its professors and students for being involved with the EAA. How do you respond to this kind of torrent of criticism?
The EAA has to succeed because the children of Detroit and the children of the schools in the EAA deserve a fighting chance and deserve a new direction. We know for a fact that graduation rates, test scores, as one example, have indicated that the performance has been unacceptably low, and we need to break that cycle, and we need to move in a new direction. So that's what I would say to folks that have concerns. How we get there, more than open to discussing what that looks like. I think it's a new day. We are correcting many of the issues that folks have raised in the past. We are listening actively to the community and to parents and to our teachers who are doing the hard work every day. And I believe that we're going to move in a new direction that is going to improve the lives of our students.
Former EAA teachers have actually told Michigan Radio they feel that at the beginning, when things were launched, that they were set up to fail. One teacher said that the emphasis was so much on buzz that anything that seemed like traditional or whole group teaching was treated with, in his words, contempt. Tell us what you want the climate to be like for your teachers.
I've spent a lot of time with teachers over the last couple of months. As I said, I've done a teacher forum in every single one of our schools where I've basically said to teachers, tell me what you're thinking, what you're feeling, how we can support you better. And what I've been clear on is what we want is for students to be successful. That's the goal. And could we leverage technology like tools like the ones we use currently? Sure. But the most important thing is how are students learning, and are they in a safe and nurturing environment, and are we making progress with our students? So how we get there, I have been very clear that my expectation is that is a conversation between the principal and teachers, and that those closest to students are making the most important decisions. So I understand that there was perhaps a focus to use certain products, et cetera. I have said use the products as it moves achievement and as you are able to reach students for more flexibility, not because we are somehow using it as compliance.
What do you need, Veronica, from Lansing to help the EAA reach the goals you have in your mind for it?
Well, I need for folks, and some have already started, for folks to come and visit and to be open to the conversation. I would love for more support from all elected officials and support to actually come and see what's going on and give us feedback, and we're open to the feedback, but to actually come and see before people make judgments on it. So I would like openness and an opportunity to have people come and visit and dialogue with us.
What about funding? It's been a challenge.
So funding, we are a pretty lean organization. Most of our dollars go directly to our schools for all the services and support. Funding's a great thing. It's always great to have more funding. But I also understand the economic realities in which we live in this state.
How long do you think we should give the EAA to succeed and to really prove that scores are turned around, and it's, as you say, it's about the kids, and that the kids are having a good experience and they're learning?
I think you're starting to see some success. We started with 15 schools in the EAA, and we are now, three of those schools are now not in the priority list any longer. They have moved out of the bottom 5%. So there is some movement in a positive direction. I think that over the next year and 2 years, you will start to see things continue to move in that direction.
Veronica Conforme, we thank you for speaking with us, and we know we'll be talking to you more in the future.
Okay. Thank you so much, Cynthia. It was a pleasure, and hopefully we will continue to connect and connect with your listeners.
Veronica Conforme, the newly named Chancellor of the Education Achievement Authority.